94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Back with Mike, we just covered a lot of Surrette Nature Center events. We covered a lot of September. I want to keep in mind, if you missed it, you can always check out their website, www.surrette.com. Do you have a Facebook page that you can like, and these are all listed there as well?
Yeah, it's okay. Just Surrette Nature Center. Like us there, and I'm always adding tidbits, myself and Carolyn. And
there you go.
Lots of cool pictures and
so,
stuff.
Yeah, we kind of wrapped up real quickly going over the, I guess, end of September. One thing that I just briefly covered was the Wetland Wildflower. That's happening on September 17th. It's a Sunday at 3 p.m. If you just go, you can take a look at all the flowers.
Yeah, so it'll be a natural sled hike down into the wetlands to look at some of the cool wildflowers like fringed gentian, black-eyed Susan, lousewort, grass of Parnassus, bellflower bellwort.
You know more about flowers than I do, Mike.
I know, Boneset and Joe Pye. I could keep going, you know, if I could keep their names straight, but yeah.
So since you and I both love to talk, I say we highlight some of the major events that you have upcoming, and then if we have leftover time, we can cover this other small ones. How about
sure,
that?
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay, so the cool one, I think this is what we also kind of touched base on last time you were in, was the annual country fair. Now, if I remember correctly, this is where I can shop, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's happening on October 14th, Saturday, from 11 to 3. Now tell me about where it's at, Surrette, right
yeah.
up front?
Yeah, so it's at our staff house where we have our barns. So my house gets taken over for the day. In our barns, we have it filled with all kinds of rummage. So we have a huge rummage sale. And if people need or they're doing some cleaning to get ready for the fall and want to get rid of stuff, we're taking in clean, sellable rummage starting September 15th. Just call the Nature Center, bring it out, drop it off.
Looks like the proceeds from that benefit the Surrette's environmental education programs. Okay.
And then along with the rummage, we'll be selling fresh produce. We have Grandma's Country Kitchen. We'll be selling brats, sloppy joes, hot dogs, fresh baked goods. We have kids games, pony rides, hay rides. It's a really fun day. Face painting, I believe, is in there.
So much stuff. Yeah, pony rides and wagon rides. And oh my gosh, I just remember going to this as a kid and loving it. I told you last time you were here that this is where I got a lot of my Halloween costumes when I was a kid. So this is on October 14th. It's really just a fun event outside. Kids would love it. You'd love it if you want to shop. Or if you just want to simply donate and drop something off to be sold at it. It is, again, the Surrette's annual country fair. It's on October 14th, Saturday from 11 to 3. Looks like if I want to drop items off, how long can I do that up to the event?
Yeah, so we'll start taking it September 15th, but every day after that all the way pretty much up until the event.
Any other questions, just call Diane. That's 927-4832. Now, I highlighted Trivia Night. You're the host?
Yeah.
I didn't know that until you said that in the last segment.
Yeah, I've been able to do several of the last ones.
Did you come up with the questions?
I do on occasion help, but I'm usually pretty busy, so some of the other interns and some of our volunteers will come up. Last time, after years of begging my boss, she finally let me do a Seinfeld category.
Okay.
She's not a Seinfeld fan, so she didn't like it.
She's
a bunch of the other people were, and so I finally got it in.
Well, it just depends on who you have on your team. Maybe you're not a Seinfeld person, maybe somebody on your team is.
Right, yeah. So it pays to have a well-balanced team.
Yeah. And you have invite your smart friends.
Yeah. Smart friends that are
movie
TV
friends.
Junkies, yeah, to cover all your bases.
So Trivia Night, kicks off on October 21st. It's a Saturday, 7 p.m., just at Surrette?
Yeah, it's in our great room. So doors open at 6. Teams can have up to 10 people per team. So it's $100 per team, so it's $10 a person.
Yeah.
We'll have beer and wine and pop for sale.
Yeah, my favorite part, cash bar.
Yeah. You can bring snacks to share with your tables, and if your team wins, you get $200 cash prize
Holy
for the
cow.
Winning team. And we do some mini games in between
so what
to
I'm
make
thinking
it fun.
Is you order a few pizzas, you invite 9 friends, put the $100 down, hopefully you'll win it back and more.
Right. Yeah, there are people that do. I'm amazed at all the food that people bring in.
Yeah.
stacks of pizzas.
And then there's a cash bar. It's a win-win-win.
Yeah, it's
and
a fun time.
You do this regularly, right? Is that like monthly, or how does that work?
Yeah, we usually only do two a year.
Okay.
Last year we did three. I don't know if we're going to stick with three or just do two, but we have this one in October. The other one's usually like November or February, probably be February or January.
The months that we want to go do stuff inside.
Yeah, when it's cold and not the best weather.
How long do these last?
You know, we start at 7. We try to get done by 9, 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how many times I have to repeat a question because people aren't listening.
Yep.
You know,
typical,
so
especially after the hour, you know, hour and a half goes by, people start chatting and
yeah, we want to try and
it's fun. Trivia nights are always
fun. Yeah, we try to keep it just to 9. But usually it's around 9:30. We may usually it's 10 rounds of general knowledge trivia questions. We may shorten it to 8 just to make sure we stick to that, you know, 9 o'clock deadline there.
So you have to register for this, and prepayment is required. You can do so by just calling 927-4832. Again, Trivia Night, October 21st. It's a Saturday at 7 p.m., and Mike is hosting, so you know it'll be fun. Let's jump to Halloween, my favorite holiday.
Yeah, this is each year we've kind of added a little something to this, and it's grown and gotten a little bit bigger and better every year. So we do it's from 6:30 to 8:30
on October 28th.
Yeah, and it's between 6:30 and 7:15. We'll have a lighted trail. We light it with pumpkin, you know, the jack-o'-lanterns, and we do some ghosts and stuff like that. And we have stations for the kids to stop at and learn about some of the nighttime animals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun time. And then we have a dark trail, which is a little more scary.
Okay.
But that's going to wait
Is it scary because it's dark, or is it scary because there's some scary features to go along with?
Oh, there's some scary features. Yeah. We keep taking that up a notch because the staff, we really enjoy that for some reason. So in that, the scary stuff will all start at 7:30.
7:30 to 8:30.
8:30, yeah.
Now, my question immediately is, I see, you know, like younger children can start by 6:30, but can I take place in the scary one at 7:30? Or
yeah.
Kids only?
No. We have anybody's welcome in, adults and stuff. And last year, we've been doing a hayride. And the first year we did it, there wasn't much to look at, you know. And
right.
I ended up I just had dark clothes on. I just come running out and scream at people.
You just had to like liven it up a little bit.
Yeah. So last year we to make it a little more worthwhile, the hayride, you know, we had a couple other people out there to kind of scare people.
Like a haunted hayride, kind of.
And I set up a tent, you know, and I made one that was partially up. And we have a bearskin rug. So I put rubber band that to myself, and I laid in the tent. And when the wagon ride pulled up, I came running out on all fours and would growl.
Oh, my
You know,
gosh.
And
the
people.
The things you do for your job.
People
Mike.
Would just like screaming. This one mother, I'll never forget that. She was just like, I wasn't expecting that.
I can't wait to see what you're going to do this year.
So, yeah, we got to try and up the ante a little bit. Yeah, but we're trying to separate the little kids out so they don't get scared.
Yeah. So bring a flashlight. Remember, the scary stuff starts at 7:30. Otherwise, the kids would enjoy 6:30 through 7:15. And $5 per person. There's also going to be snacks and crafts inside, right?
Yep.
Cool. You can call for more information. Just call Tourette. That is, again, October 28th. It's a Saturday. Starts at 6:30. Goes up until 8:30. It's Halloween at Tourette. So we just covered the Country Fair, Trivia Night, Halloween at Tourette. Now we have a few other options. I'm going to let you choose which one you think we should chat about. We have Explore Tourette by golf cart. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So for those that can't walk too well, you know, we have this option on October 22nd at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put you in our golf carts and give you a little guided tour of the Nature Center property, areas you probably normally wouldn't be able to get to. So
yeah, so that's on Sunday, October 22nd, 1 p.m., $5 per person. Again, just call if you have any more questions to get registered. What about Backyard Friends? That's on October 29th.
Okay, so that's my good buddy Chuck Witowski. He's an avid bird watcher in
the
area.
Familiar.
Yeah, that's probably why he's one of my good buddies, because he likes birds, you know, so do I. So he's taken his camera out, and he's got the latest, greatest video cameras and stuff, and he's got some really nice footage some of the wildlife in this area, like mom and baby foxes playing, bluebirds.
Aww.
You know, so it's just going
to
be
the stuff that you hope to see in your backyard but really never do. And then when you go to take the pictures, they run away.
Right, or they're blurred or your thumb's in the way, you know, yeah.
So you can just, can you see his pictures? Is that what he's going to be showing?
Yeah, he's put together a video that he's narrated, so we'll have a showing of his video of this cool local wildlife.
And then I'm looking ahead real quickly. You're going to have to come back in October to do, like, you know, end of October updates, and then November I see a rib fest is in order, a book sale is in order, Santa is coming. So come back, okay?
Definitely.
And real quickly, some of the things that you might have missed in the first interview, of course, the barn party happening at Surrette on September 10th. A butterfly house is still open through the end of September. Kayak the St. Joe River on September 15th. Lots of stuff going on still. So it's really cool to see that even though everyone kind of looks at the year as winding down and there's nothing to do anymore, it's not true in the case of Surrette. So give them a call. Check out their website. Like them on Facebook. And any other thing I'm missing, Mike?
I think that covers it pretty well, yeah.
Cool. All right, well, we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me in. It's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.